I'm extremely proud of the way that my players played today, and you know, I think they showed a lot of heart, and I think they represented our university extremely well.
Questions? Bill?
Kelly, what happened at 6-0 and then again at 8-3? At 6-0, you had a possession to make it 7, and there was a turnover, a foul or something, and at 8-3, and then you went 27 minutes without a goal. What happened in those two stretches that allowed them to turn the game back on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Maryland's a tremendous team. They're not going to let down. And, you know, they really fought back. And, you know, we made some, you know, shots that weren't the best opportunities. I think we started to stand around a little bit on offense and not do what got us to that point. And they were able to kind of inch back in it. But, you know, we knew that they would not just roll over and die. I think Maryland's got a lot of fight in them, and, you know, their kids really wanted it.
Stan
Charles, I'd like to know if you thought, and also your players, that the inordinate number of stoppages may have taken you out of the flow of your game.
I mean, we just have to go out there and play. That's, you know, we can't control things that we can control, and, you know, we just have to go out there and play our best no matter, you know, what the situation is. And, you know, there's always things that happen, weather, whatever it is, and you just have to go out there with a strong mentality and, you know, play your best.
Do you have any questions for student athletes? Kathy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, as you go down the stretch and you play teams like Maryland, you're not going to put any team away in the first half. You know, even if we're up 15-0 in the first half, I still don't think we would have just put them away, you know, because it's got to be a full 60 minutes. And I think that we started to get a little casual when we were up 6-0, and they made us pay. You know, when we would shoot it into the goalie stick or have a turnover, they would go down and score a goal, and it's just – you know, I think that that's what happened. Certainly, I didn't think for a second that the game was over when we were up 6-0.
Second round.
This is Bernie, the three student athletes. As far as Brittany Dipper goes, she seemed a little rattled in the first 8-9 minutes of the game. Could you sense her confidence growing a little bit as the game went on?
Certainly, I think, you know, same idea. Even though we put our shots away, you know, our first 6 shots or whatever, it's, you know, she's a great goalie. She's not just going to give up and, you know, quit in the net. So I think that, you know, credit to her for staying with it and, you know, being able to find her confidence again. And you could definitely tell that she was gaining confidence as the game moved on and the momentum moved in their favor.
Right here.
For Danielle, you had
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wasn't able to put the ball exactly where I wanted, you know, as I have in times past. You know, she's a very talented draw person, but I think what it came down to was, you know, just who came up with the ball in the end. And, you know, draw controls win games. They won us. They beat us on the draw. So.
Right back here.
I think that the, you know, the refs were definitely, you know, calling it in this game, but it's, you know, you can't blame it on anyone. I think that we were so full of emotion and, at points, instead of putting that emotion into, you know, other things like our focus, and we were fouling, get a little careless. But I don't think that, you know, Maryland was tough and aggressive, but it's, they're not, they I didn't feel that they were fouling us more than other teams have.
Right here in the front row.
I think it's tougher to stay at the top. I think that, you know, just to get your players to understand the importance of, you know, every practice, every possession, every play, you know, when it comes down to a setting like this, it matters. And if you don't work hard in practice, or, you know, you're casual, and it translates. And I think that, you know, we'll definitely go back to the drawing board and be ready. I know that doesn't help out our seniors, but they certainly had a tremendous career, and I'm proud of them.
Nelson?
Did you guys feel like this was a road game, and was that a disadvantage?
It was tough. You know, there was a lot of red in the stands, but we expected that going into it, and you know, I think that we've got a great fan base, but when it comes down to it, it's not about, you know, how many fans you have, how many people you have cheering for you. It's just about, you know, the what you've got within your team.
Phil?
From your standpoint, what did they do so well to take Katrina out of the game
on that? You know, I just think that they, you know, doubled her and you know, they put good one-on-one defense against her. And I think we were a little predictable with the way we were attacking, and you know, it was easy for them to see the slides and whatnot.
Back here. Dave?
For Katrina, it was a record crowd out there today, the biggest ever witness of lacrosse game in the United States, women's lacrosse in the United States. What was the atmosphere like out there? Just the post office like that.
I mean, you could tell it was a huge crowd. You know, again, a lot of red there. And, you know, as a lacrosseman myself, you know, it's pretty exciting to be a part of that and to be there. But, you know, I don't really notice that. It's, you know, just the stands are the same, packed or not packed.
Do we have any more questions? Thank you. Thank you, Northwestern.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your tremendous run.